This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great to be back today, and today we're going to be talking about a lot of neat things today, so we'll see how this all takes place, but we're going to be talking about doubt and how to understand doubt, how to deal with doubt in our day-to-day lives, and how doubt has become a big aspect of most of our lives. Many of us are dealing with it, and many of us get, I guess basically, we almost get off target trying to figure out what we need to be doing and who we are based on this doubt. And for many of us, it's been a lifelong situation. It's been a lifelong situation where we deal with it, we're constantly bombarded by it, and it seems that we are unable to actually be at our top, at where we need to be, at that level of, well, wisdom, enlightenment, security. And I think that many of us deal with this on a daily basis. And so I found someone that has written two books recently. The first book is My Friendship with Doubt. And the second book is Rulers Don't Measure. And she's an inspirational author of children's books. She's also a mom, a wife, a mortgage, a banker. I mean, the list goes on. But the interesting part about it is that she speaks from truth. She speaks from truth to understand what is actually happening and what has happened in her life, how she began to overcome the concept of doubt, and how to see it for what it is. So what right now I'd like to talk to and introduce here on Live Your True Life Perspective, Diane Scavalloni. Diane, great to have you here live on the show. How are you doing today?
I am great, Ashley. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm so glad you could come on the show today because I think that it is really time. I think many of us are dealing with situations and circumstances now. I think many of us are dealing with situations from the time that we were in the family at home. And it's interesting how as we grow up, when we begin our life, right, we begin that life and we're like this perfect baby. And then all of a sudden, all this stuff gets thrown at us, and this stuff just kind of, it's almost like it hides who we are. And when I started reading My Friendship with Doubt, and I think this book, it might be considered a children's book, but I mean, honestly, don't you think that this is really a great book for adults to read as well?
I think so, yes. I've been getting feedback from both children and adults, for sure. Everybody can relate. Yep.
So tell me, what was your inspiration for writing My Friendship with Doubt?
Yeah, gosh, it was, I think it's just going to sound sort of funny, but it's almost like my memoirs. you know, I have been on a spiritual journey for many, many years, and probably like a lot of your listeners, you know, grew up in not the greatest of environments. It was a very dysfunctional family, alcoholism, physical, emotional, sexual, all kinds of abuses. So coming out of that, I really did not know what was normal. And so I would latch on to lots of different people throughout my lifetime, and God had blessed me with like different counselors at the right time, like, you know, teachers and mentors and business coaches. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I was working with my business coach, and I was so excited to tell her on our call that I don't need doubt in my life anymore. And like, I couldn't believe, Ashley, that sentence came out of my mouth because that was, you know, that was like my middle name, and that was just so empowering. And so one of the things that she said to me, she knew that I was a longtime journaler, always writing, and I had always had like in the back of my mind that I felt like a bucket list thing for me was to be an author. And so she said, you should write a book about it. And then it was one of those, you know, like the skies opened and the sun shined on me. It was like, oh, this is my jam. Like, yes, I am going to do this. And I had no idea what it would be, but I just sat down with my journal. Like, I think even like that day I hung up with her and I grabbed a scratch pad and I just like started writing all these notes. And I swear it just flowed. This was like something that just came like out of me. And as I was writing and things were coming to me, it was really like a self understanding and a like a self healing. It was just a very powerful experience. So yeah. But I was like, oh, it's a children's book. You know, like I wasn't, it was like, okay, good. Cause when she said write a book about that, I didn't know what that meant. You know, like I knew it felt right, but I'm like, but it was totally a children's book. And, but at the same time, it fits for adults too. Like, just like you said, you know, but I feel like we heal from going back to having that child mindset where, you know, kids, they release, like, they don't have to release anything, actually. Just like you said at the beginning, like, they're little babies and they're all, like, free and fresh and giggly and all that stuff. Like, we bring on, the world brings on all these doubts on top of us and teach us, like, that's how we need to function. And then, like, I feel like then the next journey is to, you know, like, take off all of this stuff to get down to our true self. So
that's so true, Diane. And it's interesting. It's, you know, in the work that I do, you know, with clients, it's always interesting that doubt piece, you know, that mm-hmm. questionable. And it goes back to the, is there something wrong with me? And you and I talked about this on the phone the other day, and it was so interesting. Both you and I have struggled with that, and I think most of the listeners here on Live Your True Life Perspectives to some degree has struggled with asking themselves, there must be something wrong with me. You know, if somebody doesn't like me, you know, it must mm-hmm. be my problem. If I didn't get this, there was something wrong with me. I did that, or I didn't do the right thing, or something happened. And it's very interesting how a lot of us, majority of us, our go-to is, oh, I did something wrong. There's something wrong with me inherently. What do I change to be liked, or what do I change to fit in?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of like, you know, if we all came from dysfunctional families, that was, you know, it's kind of like for me when I think back about it, my mom kept us in this very abusive life because she was fearful. So she just, like, when you think about it, you probably know, like, when it is, I think it's like 7 years old. Until you're seven, you are literally a sponge. Mm-hmm. You just take on every single thing. And so, you know, so if someone says your life is to be fearful and shameful and not take risks and keep your mouth shut and what you have to say isn't important, then, okay, that's the sponge. You know, suck that in. And that's who I am. And it's just not truth. It just is not truth. But we think it is.
It feels really. Like it is. You know, and it's interesting yes. how, like, one negative yeah. thing, you know, you hear one negative thing, and that negative thing can live with you for a long time. It can change your world. It can make you adapt thought processes. And, you know, it's interesting how we have to hear something positive over and over again to really register with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's so true. I mean, just, you know, I've had so many situations where I'll have like this amazing experience, and then maybe like one person out of like 10 people in the room seemed like they looked at me funny. Well, really, they might have just like had like a stomach ache or something. But I like focus on that person instead of the, you know, instead of everything else. And so I think it's a matter of like, we are retraining. We just have to decide. Like I've just through this whole experience thing of writing and self-discovery, I am rooting and grounding myself in love. Because you think about it, like, there's only two places to be. There's like a spectrum. It's either love or there's fear. And I have lived, you know, 30 plus blah, 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 or more years, the majority of time in that fear space. And I know what that looks like. And I'm tired of it. it's just not good. And so, you know, choosing every day to be in fear, choosing every day to be in love and not fear, Now, is it easy? No. It, you know, can you be kicked off? I mean, for me, I could like have the most beautiful meditation in the morning and everything is fabulous. And, you know, then my husband comes downstairs and says something to me and I think I'm like, bam, it goes away. But it's like, okay, no, I'm going to not let that take me down that negative road. I'm going to turn back. I just, like, God gave me this image of, like, a typewriter. You remember the old-fashioned typewriters?
I do.
Where, like, the return button, that return bar. And that's what I see in my head. It's like, no, return. And it, like, and I actually, I did a program, like a speaking thing, and I gave everybody the little, a little card that had the picture of the typewriter on the other side. It said, return to me. And it's really like to return to, you know, you could think of that as return to God, or even just return to who the me really is, like before all the yuck got piled in.
I totally agree with you, and it's interesting in this book, too, and the illustrations are great, and there's multiple situations I want to bring up. The when I thought I had strength in my strength gown, doubt would say, I don't think so. She guarded me. She would say, no way, run, you're not that strong. Other people are stronger than you. You can't handle this. You're weak. And I think this is really powerful, because I know that one thing that a lot of people don't want to do is they don't want to deal with confrontation, even though in order to push the, in order to apply boundaries or in order to be at peace and do what's right by somebody, sometimes we have to allow for conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be okay with expressing ourselves. And you're right.
Well,
it's like when doubt comes in, it's scary because, oh, no, no, I'm too weak to stand up for myself, or I'm too weak for that, or they're not going to listen to me. And so then we undermine ourselves.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I feel like the like doubt is really, from when I think back to like my childhood as I was like unfolding all of this, for me to show up as a 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 12-year-old, and like I really, in my spirit, I was a little sassy pants in my heart. You know, like what I felt while negative, horrible things were happening, like, I knew I could not say these things. Like, you know, dear stepfather, you are a complete blah, 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 blah. And this is wrong. Like, I knew I couldn't say it. So doubt was truly a protector. I feel like doubt was my survival. I had to stifle. I couldn't, like in my book, it talks about like having strength and having joy and having peace. In those environments, you are not allowed to have that. They are not a part of your life. So doubt was protection. And so then we grow up and then we think we go back to the same rule book that we had that was like in kindergarten, you know, like this is how you live. And then like, no, 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 we don't have, you know, how many, like I've been away from my stepfather. He's since deceased and I still pull out his rule book sometimes. I'm like, what the heck am I doing?
Well, when we return, we'll be talking more about that. We're going to be talking more about doubt when we return. So stay with us. Stay with us, guys, because Diane's got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking about doubt, how we can not have to worry about measuring up anymore, and how to really be able to live our true life. Okay, that's what this is all about. So stay tuned. We got a great, great show for you left. Dan Nelson's going to show up here later on in the hour. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shades. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking with Diane Scavalloni, and she, amazing work here. And, you know, Diane, right before the break, we were talking about doubt. And it was interesting how you said, you know, in the very beginning, when you were a child and safeguarding yourself, you know, with people that you couldn't stand up against, doubt was not a bad thing. Doubt was kind of a safety net to keep you as safe as possible. But then as we get older, doubt is something that we have to let go of. And I thought that was really profound.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, it's just a spiritual download that I got. And as you see in the book, it has, you know, doubt is a cloud. And, you know, and it's just like doubt being a cloud is almost like when you think about your thoughts, because your thoughts will create the doubt. And it's just allowing them. I've been learning to just like let them pass and not like give them so much control, because our mind and our brain just wants to keep us safe. And so it just gives us all this chatter, you know, like, and it's always like on alert. And I feel like people that have had, you know, difficult childhoods or, you know, PSTD or anything like that, they're on high alert all the time. And so I think we just need to recognize that. Like for me, I had to recognize that and be gentle with that part of me. And be like, okay, I see that you're a little bit nervous, but maybe let's think about it in a different way. And let's let trust come in a little bit. Let's not feel so tense all the time. It's been a process for sure.
And I love the part there's also in the book, you know, when I would wear my peace gown, doubt would step in front of me and tell me not to let down my guard. She'd tell me danger is around every corner. Peace is the calm before the storm. And so I know that many of us are constantly waiting for the other shoe to fall. And it seems like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm happy or something's working for me in my life. Or, you know, for the first time I have this or that. And I know many of you, you know, maybe for the first time your career is working or for the first time, you know, you're in a happy family environment or things seem to be working. But you're like, God, you know, every time this happens in my life or every time I've had successes, bad things have happened right after. And I know that many people are on alert, and I know there's so many things going on in our world today, and we're just dealing with so many things happening right now. And it's just, it's overwhelming, and it's hard to be at peace, and it's hard to, you know, accept the goodness that's coming into our life and the fear of what could happen on the back end.
Right. No, it's true. And it becomes a practice of, you know, I think we have to feel that. It's totally normal to have fear and to have panic. And the best thing we can do is to acknowledge that and sit with it and cry with it and, you know, allow it to express itself. And then once we've purged it, to say, okay, well, maybe let's find some things that are good. Because when you look around, the trees are not panicking. You know, little squirrels are doing their thing, you know, get ready for winter here in Pennsylvania. It's, you know, like there is peace and there is good. And I think it's just a matter of trying to look for it. And, you know, and you can find it if you look for it.
You're right, and it depends on what we're looking for. You know, it's interesting. And, you know, when we return, we're talking more about rulers don't measure either. But, you know, when you're looking at this concept, and I know it's hard sometimes and there's a lot of stress and anxiety around us, that we have to really figure out, okay, what am I going to focus on? What do I need to focus on? And I love what Diane just said is that, you know, I literally will refocus my mind, refocus myself in the morning to focus on what works. And when I get up and I can focus on the loving experience that I see in life, and I'll see the man at the road, you know, hugging his dog, or I'll see the little child, you know, running after something, or I can see the opposite. So let's see what we can choose to see. In the meantime, stay tuned. We've got a great show still left. Dan Nelson's going to be joining us as well. Don't forget, and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News.
Major news outlets are projecting that Joe Biden will become 46th president of the United States. Fox is projecting after a victory in the state where Biden was born put him over the 270 electoral votes needed to win. With Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, Biden now has a total of 273 votes. Before becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, Biden served as vice president under former President Barack Obama. Throughout his campaign, Biden had argued that the soul of the nation is at stake and has promised that he would seek to heal a country fractured by Trump's presidency. Biden also carried Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Biden was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and sought to contrast his working-class roots with the affluent Trumps by casting the race as Scranton versus Park Avenue. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back today here on the show. And, you know, it's a great show today, and if you're just tuning in or you've been tuned in, you know that I've been talking with Diane, and Diane's written these great books. We were talking about My Friendship with Doubt, and now I'd like to kind of move to the second book that she's written, Rulers Don't Measure. And it's a great book for, obviously, great for kids, because these are the things that we need our kids to learn. You know, these are the things that maybe some of us didn't learn. Maybe these were the things that we are still challenged with. This is definitely books for adults and children, but for a child to be able to read these things and be able to connect with this is powerful. Diane, you know, I was looking at and reading Rulers Don't Measure, and another amazing book that you've written And I love the fact that it's like, you know, in the beginning, it talks about how, you know, we were given all these tools in the very beginning, and then, you know, life changed because we tried to be like other people, or we were told we weren't good at something wrong. And then us kind of becoming that chameleon, trying to follow other people and do what they do, thinking that's the best, you know, mode of operandi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is what I feel like from my experience, I definitely did, because coming from, you know, a dysfunctional background, I knew, I mean, I even when I was a child, my mom would tell me, this is not normal. And I would be like, okay, then why are we here? But so knowing that lifestyle of, you know, fighting and anger and aggression and all that wasn't normal, I didn't know what was normal. So I would watch other people and I would observe and I would compare myself and I would, like you said, literally be a chameleon. Like, okay, these people act like this in this situation, so then that's how you're supposed to do it. So you're not really showing up as your true self. You're showing up as you think people expect you to show up. And, you know, a lot of times that just doesn't, it doesn't lead to, like you're saying, like a true life then. You're just behaving the way you think people want you to behave.
And you find yourself, you know, the growing up process is so hard, and you find yourself in groups of people, you know, they're just kind of lost, and you kind of become lost too, trying to find yourself, and people make some poor choices, you know, based on trying to get in where you try to fit in. And I found that that's something that a lot of people fall prey into, is that, you know, I want to find someone that, you know, I can talk to, and so you kind of get in with who will kind of accept you in the group, you know, no matter what the group is doing sometimes. And, you know, I feel like kids, this is some really valuable information for children, but I think it really connects with adults who have been through this process and know, you know, how they've picked up the pieces and moved on with their lives.
Right. And I think it's a matter of just, you know, what I've had in those experiences with like family or, you know, family and friends. And after I'm at an event, say, and I leave there, I ask myself, how do you feel now? And if I feel heavy, if I feel exhausted, if I feel less than, I'm like, okay, what is happening there? Are these your people? You know, maybe you need to hang out with different people, or maybe you're judging yourself in a way that isn't truth. Like, what is your self-talk that is happening at this time? You know, are you comparing yourself? You know, because maybe this person has like all these things that you want and you think that you're not good enough. There's so much self-talk that we do that just is not good for ourselves.
Definitely the negative self-talk and the comparison, you know, and comparing is so mainstream now, especially obviously face-to-face, but obviously on social media, constantly comparing your lives to other people, seeing what they have versus what we have. And you're right, when you're in a group or you're feeling that uncomfortability, is it toxicity or is it us judging ourselves and feeling like we're lesser than in the group and not realizing it's really coming from our internal thought process, not from an outside source?
Right. And I think that's where we just need to get quiet with ourselves and just, you know, sometimes we have to cut ties, you know, certain relationships. If we identify that, you know, maybe it's not so much the self-talk, but it's the relationship, sometimes we need to just change those. And, you know, choose to be with people that are more uplifting, that are uplifting to us. And, and then to really open up, like, explore what we're saying to ourselves.
And you're right. There's some times where you do have to cut ties. There are some times, and I think it's when you've tried everything and you've really gotten quiet with yourself and you've gotten mindful and realizing that this is not your internal judgment, but there's some sort of outside judgment. I would assume that's kind of what you're saying, is that's the time when you kind of say, okay, I might need to make some distance here and really go within and see why I was wanting to hang out with that in the first place.
Well, yeah, because I think, I know for me that there, a lot of times that was more comfortable. I mean, I've known my husband since I was 16, but I thought he was so stinking nice to me that I broke up with him like a bunch of different times because he was too nice. And a man is supposed to be mean and gruff and abusive. So it just didn't make any sense. So, yeah, it's like you said, getting quiet and saying, okay, what is this really about?
That's powerful, and I know many people can connect with that here on the show. We're going to have some golden words of wisdom from Diane in a little while, because I know many of you can connect with exactly what she's saying. Now it's time for our history lesson today on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Now it's time for our resident genealogist, Dan Nelson. And Dan's always got these amazing historical real-life stories that actually really did take place. It's always great to be able to connect with our past to understand where we're heading. Dan, great to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
Doing great.
What do you have for us today? What kind of historical, because we've been talking about in the last few weeks have been very interesting, the kidnapping and all that kind of stuff. What do we have today?
Well, we'll go back a little further in time. This is actually a story about the kidnap victim's mother's great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather. So it ties into the same line. But started out here with a little clip from a newspaper back then. This was in 1870, December 23rd, so 2 days before Christmas. It says, Dr. Alvin Schott. And he says he formerly resided in Nevada City, and he was shot at Ukiah City last week by a gambler named Pacheco, and it appears that the gambler was paying attentions to Dr. Alvin's daughter, and the doctor objected to Pacheco on the grounds that he was a professional gambler. So the couple determined that they were going to elope, and they got a license and started away in a buggy for a parson or somebody who could marry them. And Dr. Alvin, he came up on horseback, caught up a few miles from Ukiah City. Pistols were brought into use, and the doctor was shot in the mouth. But he was not dangerously hurt. The lover was slightly injured while the girl escaped unhurt. After this episode, everybody returned to Ukiah City, and the girl still insisted on marrying Pacheco. So that's how his day went with his daughter. But, yeah, so this guy, his name was William Green Alvin, and he grew up with John Sherman, which you probably might not recognize that name, but he was a very powerful U.S. senator from Ohio. We've been hearing a lot lately about senators, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, and he was the brother of William Tecumseh Sherman, so the guy that did Sherman's March through Atlanta and so forth during the Civil War. These guys were members of the Odd Fellows, which was a thing to do back then, a guy's club or whatever. And so he married a gal, and that gal's father, named Abraham, was a physician, and he taught William how to be a physician. Unfortunately, she died in not too long after they're married, and it was really weird. She died of marasmus, which I had never heard of marasmus. I had to look that up. But it's a severe undernourishment, so I'm not sure how a doctor's wife dies from undernourishment. Yeah. So anyways, he decided to get a fresh start, and his children were living with their grandparents, so the wife that passed away's parents. And he moved to rough and ready Nevada City, California, and he'd learned the printer's trade before he was a doctor in Ohio, so he went west and got a job with the firm that published the Nevada City Journal. And he worked also as a correspondent for the Mining and Scientific Press, Pacific World Press, so doing a lot of journalistic stuff. He even had in his print shop, a guy, another senator that later became well known. He was governor of California and senator in the Congress of the United States, and later minister to Germany. But what this guy is most famous for, his name was Aaron Sargent, as he's the first one. He introduced the 19th Amendment, which was the 29 words that gave women the right to vote. It only took 40 years to pass. So, but he wrote it, he proposed it first, and then they just kept voting on it and voting on it. But, like most people, he had his good and his bad, because he was also a big supporter of the Chinese Exclusion Act, which I didn't really understand, because he was sort of known as the senator for the Southern Pacific. So you'd think railroads would want the Chinese workers. But that was back in 1850. So, he, then, ended up, going back into medicine, and was there for the big silver boom in Comstock. And he was actually friends with and the personal physician of somebody you probably heard of, that's Mark Twain. So sort of cool to have an ancestor that hung out with Mark Twain. And so he, you know, joined the rush for gold in California as this was all sort of developing. And one of the guys that he was had met back there and sort of buddies with was a guy named Leland Stanford. And Stanford University is who he's named for. And he was one of the big railroad men back then. And he was such a big, tall guy that oftentimes he would intimidate the big, strong, tough railroad workers. So he had a lot of interesting people that he lived around and with him. Later he went, moved up into Santa Rosa where he owned a hotel, and then moved up to Washington State. He was the city health officer in Walla Walla. But that's sort of the story here about Dr. Alvin. The other little interesting tidbit is when his granddaughter married, she married this Thomas Cunningham, and he was killed in a gunfight on the courthouse steps in San Francisco. So San Francisco's become a little more citified since then, 2 months before the famous OK Corral gunfight, just to give you a perspective of the times. And it was between him and his brother-in-law because he felt that his brother-in-law was mistreating his sister-in-law. So that was enough, you know, to cause them to get in this big gunfight there. And he actually had a son who later divorced and then shot and killed his ex-wife. And this was in 1920. And what's interesting about the timing in this story is he fled to Canada. And that was just weeks after Bobby Stagg had been kidnapped and his father had taken him to Canada. Mm-hmm. So apparently that was the place to go if you were going to commit a crime, which you split to Canada, and maybe you could hide out there and get away with it. So those are my stories for today.
Those are awesome. It's interesting. It's like, yeah, you're right about the Canadian thing, too. Everybody's trying to race to Canada if somebody doesn't get elected on this election.
Yeah, I was thinking of that as I said that. You know, I was saying to you that I thought about looking up old stories on elections and sharing one of those. There's a lot of old stories on elections, a lot of things. We think this is crazy and, you know, first time ever and it's never been like this. And, oh, everybody knew right away the day after the election and none of that. I mean, it's been crazy before, lots of cigar smoke filled rooms where, you know, trades were made and decisions and on how it ended up and just everything that's happening now. The only thing that's different is it gets reported so much quicker because, of course, we have instantaneous ability to, you know, through electronics, television broadcasting, radio broadcasting, to be able to share information. But all the goods and bads of both sides and things that happen in elections have all happened before.
So true. So true. It's happened before, and it'll probably happen again, and we're looking at it here in real time as well. But, Dan, I can't wait to see you next week here on the show, and these stories are so valuable because it just kind of – we were able to peek into history, stuff that we don't – you know, we can't look up on Google, be able to peek into history and really kind of understand stuff and how it was going back then.
Yep, and the world will keep turning despite our best efforts to call it to a halt at times.
So true. Well, have a good one, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Look forward to it.
That was a great story by Dan. I love his adventures, always something interesting. And these historical interesting things that happen are so fun and exciting, and it just goes to show you that, you know, this stuff isn't that new. We've been doing this stuff for a long time. And yeah, there is a bunch of election stuff that we could have talked about today, but I decided to keep that out of the show today because we've talked about it in the past, and we'll definitely be talking about it here in the next few weeks, but we don't need to do it today. When we return, Diane Scavalloni is going to be offering her golden nuggets of wisdom so that we can understand, you know, how to really kind of put doubt in its place and how to deal with that. A professional who does more than... And we'll be back here in just a few minutes to discuss that. And so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. DanCestors, genealogy.com, and give the gift of your family history.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Diane Scavalloni is here with me, and she's the writer of both My Friendship with Doubt and Rulers Don't Measure, inspirational author of children's books. Diane, you know, I love what you were saying, and I think that there's some real inherent value, whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, and coming from the background that you had that I think might connect with a lot of our viewers, a lot of our listeners. You know, what are some things that our listeners can do to inspire themselves or even inspire their children, to kind of, you know, take over and become more powerful?
Yeah. Thank you. The first thing is to just know, to believe and know that you have special gifts and talents. Every one of us was created with a purpose. And anything that comes in against that is really not truth. You know, you are loved and you have gifts, and that we have these programs that are going through our brains. And we just need to say no to them and to not believe them and to choose a different thought to, you know, especially during these times, you know, we just really need to be gentle with ourselves and quiet with ourselves and, you know, just connect to our greater inner self. I found that if I sit in quiet, I hear it. You know, you feel it. You start to feel that peace coming over. It's kind of like the crazy negative thoughts are like little puppy dogs, you know, and they're in a little box and they come out of the box. You just got to take those thoughts, put them back in the box. Like, okay, no, we're not going to think about that now. We're going to, you know, focus on the positive. We're going to look at the beauty that we have in life. We're going to empower ourselves with our thoughts and surround ourselves with powerful, empowering people. We're just going to make good choices.
And, you know, another thing, too, I like what you're saying there. And I think sometimes when we're making these changes in our life, these significant changes, it can be overwhelming. We can be scared because it might be different from what we're accustomed to. But a lot of times, you know, it's not about faking it till you make it. It's about just doing it and accepting the fact that it might feel uncomfortable. I mean, how do you feel about that, Diane? Like, sometimes you got to put yourself out there and, you know, respect yourself. It might not feel comfortable in the very beginning, but, you know, repetition helps. And then surrounding yourself by other people who want to see you do well and vice versa is a very important aspect of it.
Exactly. And I feel like the inner calling, like I was saying at the beginning of, you know, there was this inner sassy pants that wanted to be seen and heard and feel empowered. I keep coming back to that part. Like, whatever I'm feeling, like this little ping or this little fire ember that I want to do or challenge myself, it's like I go to that and focus on that ember and then say, okay, if I don't try this, if I don't do this, how am I going to feel later? We only have so much time in our lives. You know, it's like we're creating every day who we are going to become. And I'm choosing to stay on the love side instead of on the fear side.
That's powerful. Where can we find more information for our listeners to find your books and to connect with you and your word and your voice?
Yeah, I have a website. It's DianeScabaloni.com and a Facebook page, Diane Scabaloni Author. And you can reach me at those locations. My books are available on Amazon.
That's awesome. Diane, thank you so much for being on the show. I'll definitely want to have you come back on. I know that you have more books in the making, I'm sure.
Yep, I do. Thank you. I would love to. This has been great.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, Diane. You're amazing. And for everybody that's listening out there, you know, it's okay to have doubt. It's okay to have fear. It's okay to feel this way. But it's about what do we do every day incrementally? What are the small things that we do? And I know, Diane, you would agree with me. It's like taking small actions, positive actions to reinforce who we are. And I feel that, you know, now more than ever, we've got to push some of the noise out. We've got to focus on what we can try to work on or what we have the ability to change. And I think that when we get overwhelmed with the things that we can't change, we get overwhelmed in the things that we can change and we put it on the back burner. And Diane, thank you so much for your amazing books and for putting this out here for the public and for everybody to read. Thank you. And for everybody
thank
out
you.
There listening, thank you so much for tuning in today to Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back next week as always. And just remember, it's about you. Focus. Be your best friend. Cherish yourself and respect yourself, okay? Because that's all we have. And if we do it, other people will do it too. Stay tuned for next week and Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. And I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598. 3598.
and begin to learn your history.